There's a beautiful example of that in the figure of Forrest Gump in the film. Somebody whose mental capacities are undeveloped, but who lives in many ways just like an enlightened person would live. He, first of all, he doesn't have an ego. Everything he needs naturally comes to him. His life unfolds naturally. He doesn't struggle for anything. Everything comes at the right moment. And he achieves, he even does great things, but never says, "I did that," because the I hasn't arisen yet. He has to go to Vietnam, and even there, wherever he goes, he is a force for good. Even when he has to go to the war in Vietnam, he saves many people, and he's a great hero. And he doesn't look at himself as a great hero because he doesn't have a mental image of myself having done that. He just explains, that's what happened. I did that, and so what? And so, in many ways, he is already enlightened, and you can say he doesn't need enlightenment because he is already there. For us, we can't go back there. He doesn't really need to go through thinking. He's fine. It seems to be the destiny of some humans to be connected, and there may be a few remaining civilizations, remnants of ancient civilizations where humans live in oneness with nature and oneness with each other, and they don't need the Buddha. They already, just as an animal, there are some dogs or cats that I sometimes meet. In some cases they have suffered a lot or they are very old, and they reach the enlightenment of the dog or cat being. The old cat who cannot be bothered anymore with catching birds, because the cat knows it's pointless anyway, they're too old. And so they go around and they're just completely there. And the old dog, there are beings who seem to have completely fulfilled the purpose of their existence in that form, and have found the connectedness with the formless within. The form has fulfilled its purpose, and the connectedness is there. We have been, or are, or most of us halfway stuck in the human mind. So there's no way of going back. We cannot become fools again, and yet, when you go beyond thinking, from the point of view of mind, it often appears that you no longer know anything. So in that way, we also become fools from the point of view of conceptual thought. And there are many similarities with the way that an enlightened person lives who has transcended thought, means he's no longer trapped in thinking, to somebody who has not yet gone through the evolutionary stage of being trapped in thinking. Didn't have to, for some reason, consciousness flowered there, through that form, and that's beautiful. For us, it's transcending thought and then becoming a fool again, yes, one could say, and yet we don't become Forrest Gump.